And that's where we thank the World Service and welcome in a new day here at Radio 4. It's 20 past five on Wednesday, the 4th of December. I'm Lisa Costello and Helen Willits is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you very shortly. After that, Farming Today showcases a specially created collection of tweeds, each representing a major valley of the Lake District, woven from the wool of the sheep that graze them, just in time for Christmas gifting. But before all that, let's look ahead to our next Book of the Week.
On BBC Radio 4.
There was no one moment I realised that from then on my life was in danger.
Benedict Cumberbatch reads Alexei Navalny's memoir.
We didn't pussyfoot about. We called a thief, corruption, corruption.
The Russian opposition leader's life, in his own words.
I had my country and my convictions. If your convictions mean something, you must be prepared to stand up for them and make sacrifices if necessary.
Patriot by Alexei Navalny, read by Benedict Cumberbatch. Next Monday to Friday morning at 11:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's get straight to Helen Willits. Morning, Helen.
Morning, Lisa. Hello, good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 4th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low expected South East Iceland 960 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later, except in South Utsira. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 7 or gale 8 later. Occasionally severe gale 9, force 9. Severe gale force 9 later in Forties and Cromarty. Veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, west 3 to 5, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 5 to 7. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later, rain, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, south 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, occasionally storm 10 later in Rockall. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, veering southwest later, gale 8 to storm 10. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10 later, wintry showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 4th of December 2024. Tyree Automatic. West-southwest 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,018 now falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, 13 miles, 1,015, now falling. Lerwick, northwest 2, slight rain, 22 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Lucas, calm, mist, 1 mile, 1,019, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1,021, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 2, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,025. Jersey, southeast 1, 4 miles, 1,026, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 3, 1,027. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1,025, now rising. Valentia, southeast 2, 27 miles, 1,021, falling. Ronalds Way, west-southwest 1, 12 miles, 1,022, rising more slowly. And Malin Head, south-southeast 3, 16 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 4th of December 2024. The general situation: an area of high pressure currently over the United Kingdom will continue to decline. A deep area of low pressure develops across the Atlantic. This low will lie between Scotland and Iceland early on Thursday morning and will bring gales or severe gales to the north and the west, with possible storm force winds at times. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 6 to gale 8 later, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 6 or 7 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 5 to 7 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, variable 4 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 4 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. The Isle of Man, southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmore Muckham Point, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later, then veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers becoming fair for a time, moderate or good becoming moderate or poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly or southeasterly gale 8 to storm 10 later, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later, rain or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lisa.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 4th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. South Korea's president is facing growing demands to resign after his sudden decision to impose and then revoke martial law. The French government is expected to collapse today when a vote of no confidence is held in the Prime Minister, Michel Barnier. In business, Scotland's Finance Secretary Shona Robertson will unveil her budget this afternoon. And in sport, Wales have made history by qualifying for their first major women's football tournament. Opposition parties in South Korea are demanding the resignation of President Yoon Suk-yeol, whose sudden decision to impose martial law yesterday sparked political chaos. Politicians rushed to Parliament and voted to block the move before Mr. Yoon dramatically withdrew the order. His senior aides have offered to step down en masse and unions have called for strike action until he leaves office. South Korea's former foreign minister, Gang Kyung-hwa, said she was relieved by the president's decision to back down.
The president to call martial law was just an aberration to me. But over the hours through the night, the National Assembly doing its part, the citizens out in the streets calling for this to be withdrawn, I have to say at the end, it demonstrated that democracy in my country is strong and resilient.
The French Prime Minister faces a parliamentary vote of no confidence today, which is widely expected to bring down his government. The vote was called by opposition parties after Michel Barnier forced through his social security budget earlier this week, despite failing to win enough support for the measures. The left-wing bloc in the National Assembly, as well as the far right, are likely to vote against him. Mr. Barnier said he hoped he wouldn't be forced out.
I think it's possible that there will be a reflex of responsibility where, beyond political differences, divergences, normal contradictions in a democracy, we say to ourselves that there is a higher interest. I think that the higher interest of the country, the common good, the national interest, that means something.
Police in Cheshire say Lucy Letby has been interviewed under caution in prison as part of their investigation into baby deaths and what they call non-fatal collapses at two hospitals.